Today on Deeply Shallow, episode 31.
Since Tara is currently sheltering in place, we thought we would share some of the Shallow Squad's favorite moments. Hope you enjoy.
What's going on?
I got a vent.
Ooh, start from the beginning. Tell me everything. What were you wearing? Welcome to your new obsession, Deeply Shallow.
In a world where 90% of social media is only 10% of actual life, we're here to chat about the real, relatable, and completely unpostworthy parts of it.
We are bringing out the fun and dysfunctional. We're talking family, relationships, and mental health with an irreverent spin and absolutely no judgment.
We're here with a blunt, sometimes harsh, and occasionally controversial edge that will leave you saying,
"Preach."
Yes.
It's Deeply Shallow, real and unapologetic.
We're all in this together.
Listener discretion advised.
You'll find that the age range of people at your party is bigger.
Sure.
So I live in this very interesting world where I have friends that are 25 and 30, and then I've got friends that are 70. So
okay, I'm your youngest friend and I'm 30, but thank you so much for implying that I'm married to a 25-year-old.
Yes, yes. He just looks like he's 25. He looks like a baby.
So he really does. Baby face Abba.
But we have this, but we have this very large, you know, kind of age gap. And I think that's another thing is as you get older, especially like a 21st birthday party, you're not going to have 70-year-old people.
It's 18 to 22, a weird 23-year-old townie who cannot get the hint to stop showing up to the college parties.
Yes, and it's covering for the 18-year-old, trying to get them a drink. You Absolutely. Know, it's a lot of work.
Scrubbing off those black X's in the bathroom.
There you go. At 40, you are taking in the ambiance. Now, the banana did, she went all out. Wonderful dinner at a very upscale steakhouse. So again, another difference is going to be the environment. We're not eating bar pizza.
There's no Taco Bell.
There's not going to be any Taco Bell.
I was 22 and he was 21, just turned 21 when we got married.
Okay.
And looking back now, I'm thinking, okay, we are children. We have $82 in our bank account.
Mm-hmm.
Why are all of these adults standing around letting us get married? What were they thinking?
First thing we see is the dad just dives right in. I mean, just sets his stuff down, takes his shoes off, and just dives right in the pool, fully clothed, with the denim shorts, the jean shorts on, everything. Followed by the kids, and then the mom jumps in, and they're there for about, I don't know, hour and a half, 2 hours, and then they get out and grab their towels, and they're gone.
So did they dry off their denim shorts with a towel?
Well, I mean,
inside.
Can you dry off denim shorts with a towel?
All right. So when it comes to raising my daughter, I do not want to be one of those parents who tries to live through her.
Excellent.
That being said, I do not feel like I have a lot of lofty ambitions for her. I really do want her to go on her own path.
So you're keeping the expectations reasonable in your mind?
In my mind.
Okay.
And let me tell you what they are.
All right.
I want her to be kind to others.
Sure.
I want her to be responsible.
Okay.
I want her to be a hard worker.
Okay.
And don't marry an asshole.
Oh, yes.
That's all I want. That's all I want out of life. Other than that, you do you, girl. You live your life. I'm your biggest cheerleader. I'm here for it. Just keep it in those.
Yeah.
In those bounds.
Simple boundaries.
I think so.
Okay. Simple expectations. All right.
However, there are a couple things I do want her to avoid. The first one being, I do not want her to be involved in the Bachelor franchise in any capacity. No Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise, none of that.
But you don't think that that's hard work?
No.
Do you think they get paid on that show?
I don't know if they get paid by the show, but I think they get a lot of type endorsement type stuff after the fact.
Oh, so there's some ancillary. Okay.
Yes. Income. But I don't want her to make a living dating on television.
Okay.
If it were up to me.
If
I had to choose.
Okay.
The next thing I don't want for her is for her to dance on any elevated surface. Not professionally, not for fun. I would love for you to dance. You dance, girl. You dance all day, but with both feet on the ground.
You think there's a stigma or something that comes with
women who dance on tables? Is that what you're getting at?
Yes, I do.
Have you heard of Roblox?
No.
Okay, so this is completely off your radar. You don't know anything about this.
No, I don't.
Have you heard of Fortnite?
I have heard of Fortnite, right. But I don't know anything about it.
Somehow this is all connected. But let me assure you what happens. What this will cost you is $10 every 3 days.
Oh,
sometimes, and so if you have two kids, then that's $20 every 3 days. I know when this is coming. So when we get home at night, homework gets done, you know, the oldest has got to practice trombone, the youngest has got to do his reading. Okay, we get to the end, or we're on a weekend. I will see a shadowy figure come out of a bedroom and with a relatively slow walk up to the living room. And I know what's coming. It's going to be the,
we need some cash.
We need some money, Dad. But actually, they don't need money. They need the credit card.
Oh, okay, yes. Good.
So, you know, they come up and they'll start with some other lame bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hey, Dad.
Hey, Dad. What are we going to do tomorrow? Are we going to go, you know, da, da, da? They know. They already know all this.
Right.
Just some bullshit conversation starter. And then they get their question answered and then they kind of linger. And they always come
it's
up.
It's just so insulting.
Yes. You know? Yeah. So insulting. So then they hang behind the couch and the youngest is the worst. He'll kind of shift feet, you know, and whatever, and turn his head and, you know, just, you know, kind of be.
Oh,
there.
Is that painting new? Yeah. Like, nope. Been here since you were born.
So let's so today on the episode we're gonna kind of lay out there how this happened. So this is kind of
which you have just stuttered so much in that sentence that I cannot believe we have a podcast. You said every word in that sentence three times.
Well,
and we're trying to speak professionally. Pull it together.
Again.
All right, and that was the conclusion of Deeply Shallow. We're no longer in business. Everyone
been
have canceled. A great day.
This person, Colin Nissan, wrote this article. And I'm just going to read like the first like two paragraphs. We'll post it on Facebook and Instagram so people can read the whole thing themselves. But here we go. I don't know about you, but I can't wait to get my hands on some effing gourds and arrange them in a horn-shaped basket on my dining room table. That shit is going to look so seasonal. I'm about to head up to the attic right now and find that wicker, that wicker effer. Dust it off, jam it with an insanely ornate assortment of shellacked vegetables. When my guests come over, it's going to be like, blammo. Check out my shellacked decorative vegetables, a-holes. Guess what season is? Effing fall. There's a nip in the air, and my house is full of mutant effing squash. I may even throw some multicolored leaves into the mix, all haphazard, like a crisp breeze just blew through and effed that shit up. Then I'm going to get on with it. Then I'm going to get to work on making a beautiful effing gourd necklace for myself. People going to be like, aren't your gourds straining your neck? And I'm just going to thread another gourd onto my necklace without breaking their gaze and quietly reply, it's fall, F faces. You're either ready to reap this freaky ass harvest or you're not. And this article goes on. I mean, there's like several more paragraphs and we'll post this so we can read it. But.
Oh my gosh, y'all. Okay. So just so our listeners know, Matt had sent me this article beforehand, but I didn't read it. And he asked me before
shocking,
we started, hey, did you look over the notes? Did you read the article? I was like, oh, I've been really busy. But I also just realized that I admitted to staying up all night watching Peaky Blinders and not preparing for this podcast. So that was quite a treat. I really enjoyed your poem.
With tears in your eyes from laughing.
Yes, that was so good.
Okay, so I think then. So.
Also, I love that you so strongly identify with this poem about fall.
It's not a poem.
Or
it's an
whatever.
Article. It's not a poem.
It sounded pretty poem-esque to me. When I tell everyone about you reading it to me, I'm going to say it's a poem. Like, you guys, I went over to Matt Haley's house. We were trying to record a podcast. He would not stop reciting poetry about fall. And the crazy part is not one person will question me. Like, oh, yeah.
It's totally a style.
Okay, so here's kind of what the article talked about, that there was, it said, three simple steps to making friends as an adult. The first one is be a regular. Be what do you think regular. That means? Be a regular.
Like a regular person? Like not.
I think that's probably also helpful in making new friends. What they mean is be regularly around.
Oh.
Be like a consistent. Be engaged. Be a consistent force, if you will.
Okay.
In, I guess, the victims you're targeting their friendship and those people's lives. Be regular.
Okay.
But you know, all I could think about was reading this part is they talk about, therefore, think about how to see the same people on a regular basis. What? It talks about how you should look for activities where the same people show up. Walk your dog at around the same time to a local park. I'm sorry, have you never seen a murder documentary? Because this article is pretty much saying how to become a murder victim. Step one.
Have an established routine that varies by less than a minute every day.
Yes. That way, never to be... you won't need any new friends because you'll be dead.
You'll be on first 48.
Yes. I mean, he lived there maybe a week. In this 1 to 2 week period, he had a giant banner made to hang outside of their house that said, welcome to our O-U-R in giant capital letters.
This
welcome,
is so embarrassing.
Welcome to our house. I was like, this is going to kill her. I'm going to show up one day and he's going to be wearing her as a robe. And I'm supposed to just be like, is banana?
Oh my gosh.
Okay. No. I'm not done. So guys, that was the banner on the outside. We have more than one banner going up right now. Okay, so question.
Yeah.
If banana kicks the bucket, are you going to pull out a Ouija board to ask her where something is that you are unable to find?
Where is my green button-up shirt?
Are we out of toothpaste?
What are you hating this week?
Okay, so I drive to work.
Yes.
Every morning, like most people do. And because I'm cheap and will not take a toll road, I take a lot of strange
routes.
Residential roads to get to my office. On one of these roads, there is a crossing guard out there serving the public, keeping the children safe.
Yeah.
I'm so embarrassed to admit this, but when he doesn't wave at me when I drive by, it makes me feel so mad.
Okay, so this crossing guard is, does he generally wave at people?
He waves.
Yes.
Yes, he's friendly. Except sometimes not to me. And so when I have realized that when I'm getting closer to the street, like my heart rate starts getting a little faster.
Oh my gosh.
Like I'm getting nervous. Is he gonna wave at me today? Like, it makes me anxious thinking about this total stranger might not wave at me, because then I feel like he's mad at me because I was going too fast, or like, dude, like start my day off right. Like I'm over here. I lift my hand up sometimes, does not lift the hand back.
Does not
give me the wave.
I am surprised, as driven as you are, that you don't literally like make the block.
Genuinely thought about
come back around,
bringing him to Starbucks.
That's a
just
good,
so
that's
that
a nice
he
idea.
Would like always wave at me.
Yeah.
But then if I did that and he missed waving at me one day, I would be irate. I would be mad.
There is no pleasing you with this.
Yeah.
He is literally in a no-win situation with you.
Unless he
just chooses to wave at you every single day.
Yes, I need a wave every... I'm going to have to start finding a different route to go to work. I'm serious. Okay, so how we kind of came up with this idea is when November starts, anyone over the age of like 50 starts listing something on social media they're thankful for every day.
Gratitude journal.
I believe
is what it's called.
Yes.
Gratitude journal. Yeah.
And it's annoying. I don't like,
I don't, why are you doing this?
They're just good people, Tara.
Well, I guess because it makes me realize I'm not a good person.
They're just trying to acknowledge all of the blessings they have in their life. And
barf.
Live from a freezing storage closet at University of Gymnastics, it is Deeply Shallow with Matt and Tara. I stand up and I take a look around and I say, would anyone like to know who the fattest person at this table is?
If you look back at my friendships, my really close friendships, they've generally been with females.
Really?
Yeah. Like my best friend in high school was a girl. Best friend in college was a girl. Like I think it's interesting because maybe it's because I had three mothers. Yeah. Like I didn't
you had
know.
No sisters, you had three mothers. Yeah. When I was a kid growing up watching the Jetsons, it said in the future,
yes,
there was going to be a machine I could wake up, get inside of, and it did my hair and makeup, got me dressed, got me ready for the day. I'm sick of holding my own blow dryer. Why doesn't this machine exist?
But
yet?
Don't you think that actually that technology has regressed? Haven't you been to the beauty salon, like where the old ladies have the helmet thing that comes down? So you could do that and you wouldn't have to hold it.
Yeah, but it doesn't make me look good.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting for these two inventions. Put me in. What was that movie when I was a kid where the guy like freezes and then like comes back in the future? Do you remember that?
Yeah. Wasn't that like Matthew Fraser or somebody?
I have no idea.
Have you ever experienced this in your social circle where there is that person, but for whatever reason, the rest of the group won't let them go? But
sure.
You see,
they just like hold on to them.
Yes, but you see the bullshit and you're just like, why can we not be done with this person?
Well,
why do we keep coming back for more?
I know. I haven't really had that in my social circle, thankfully, but I have had some girlfriends who have been the person telling me, what is wrong with you? Why will you not cut off this person? You know how people always say, like, you know, when someone does you wrong, take the high road. I pretty much regret every time I took the high road about something. Hava and I were driving actually a couple days ago to go pick up B. And there was this lady who was pulling out to kind of get on the road we were on. She has one hand on her phone and the other hand is like full of French fries, which I respect. I'm about that life. But I was just thinking, I wouldn't want anyone to see the fact that I'm actually in drive. No hands on the wheel. One phone, giant handful of French fries.
Just using your knees.
Just using her knees. Thanks. No one can see her.
Yeah.
We can see you. Where'd you get those fries? Please don't kill me when you pull out.
One time I saw a guy reading the newspaper driving in traffic. And I was
full
like,
on yes. Newspaper.
And this is like a real newspaper. And I was like, he just doesn't care. I guess this is
zero.
If today is it, he's over it.
He's reading the news thinking, well, if there's ever a time to go,
this seems about right.
And don't forget to check us out on Instagram at Deeply Shallow Podcast and like Deeply Shallow Podcast on Facebook.
Hey, Tara, we've really enjoyed our podcast experience, but I think we would both agree that creating and launching a podcast is way more than just recording content. We had no idea how much technology could help or hurt a podcast. I mean, we could be spending hours on editing, audio quality, uploading to a hosting service, just to name a few.
Totally agree. We interviewed several companies and couldn't be happier with Riley and his team at Podigy. Their skills, passion, and professionalism have proven to be the best partners for us.
Yeah, that's podigy.co, podigy.co. Right now, they're offering 25% off first month services for new podcasters.